It is a fairly well-established fact that most people are quite ugly. It's a reassuring fact to think on. I myself am no looker, and in real terms no one else is either. All the beautiful people live on television, on film, or on catwalks, and are, proportionate to the general population, freaks. Now, taking it as read that most people are very ugly, the people who sit opposite you on the tube are just showing off. These and other thoughts cross the mind of Robert as he sits on a southbound Northern Line train on Sunday, 19th of December 2010. Robert is, of course, drunk, and drunk people are allowed to think such things. This isn't the first southbound Northern Line train Robert has caught this evening. He had to get off the last one after vomiting copiously over the floor. He remembers this event very clearly, staring down at his shoes, seeing a flock of feet around his own scatter like scared birds as the flow of lager and takeaway chicken poured onto the floor. He thought it polite to get off that train and wait for another. The house party he was going on to was on till late, so waiting 5 minutes for another train was fine. He was lucky to get a carriage with three seats, and so found himself sitting opposite a young woman and a man. A very ugly man. Hence his wicked thoughts. The man opposite Robert had hair where not even a man has a right to have hair. Robert wouldn't normally stare, but, well, he was drunk. And this man was very ugly. He was a right troll. Robert actually consciously thought this as he pretended to not stare. "You are a right troll," he thought, in his head, thankfully, not out loud. But as he thought that, as he looked, it seemed that the man opposite became more troll-like with every moment. The man in front of him was getting hairier. Oddly, the woman sitting beside the trollward changing person didn't seem to have noticed that she was sitting next to a huge furry monster which was now as tall as the ceiling of the carriage. She might not have noticed. Robert, however, was panicking. He knew he was panicking. His chest was tightening, his skin sweaty and clothes clingy. He was having a real fear heart attack moment. The troll opposite him was still growing bigger and hairier. The woman beside the troll, actually looking at the troll, still didn't seem to have noticed. In fact, no one else in the carriage seemed to have noticed. "Come on, guys," Robert thought. "I know people on the tube don't like to get involved, but this is a real-life giant troll." The Natural History of Trolls by Robert Crichton is available to buy as a script and is coming soon as an audiobook. Please go to www.milkbottleproductions.co.uk for more details.